William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Half of It, a novel by Juliette Fay, performed by Jane Oppenheimer. For Linda Dacey, My Beloved Stepmother. A Continual Autumn. Inside each of us, there's a continual autumn. Our leaves fall and are blown out over the water. A crow sits in the blackened limbs and talks about what's gone. Then your generosity returns. Spring, moisture, intelligence, the scent of hyacinth and rose. Very little grows on jagged rock. Be ground, be crumbled, so wildflowers will come up where you are. Jalal al-Din Muhammad Rumi, 13th century Persian poet, Islamic scholar, and Sufi mystic. Chapter 1, 2021. Helen sits on her favorite bench in the woods by the river, boot heels dug into the stony New England earth, body hitched forward slightly to accommodate the baby backpack. Limp, fleece-swaddled legs dangle by her hips. Fall is in full profusion here in Belem, Massachusetts. Yellow leaves glint like gold off the surface of the water as they glide by. Afternoon sun casts bright but diminishing rays that bounce against the ripples. Helen doesn't see the beauty. Her blank stare conjures only the wrong turns. Regret is a thing with teeth. There's movement out of the corner of her eye, and for the briefest moment, she's sure it's an animal that will chew her to bits. But it isn't. A small child, maybe 2.5 or 3 years old, running. His little boy legs paddle at the dirt path with the delightful inefficiency of limbs that have only recently learned to accomplish this feat of anatomical engineering. Chubby fists clench as his body concentrates on propelling him forward, grinning to himself. The sight of her catches him unawares and he stops smiling, eyes suddenly round in fear. His gaze is locked on hers when his foot hits a root in the path and he spills forward onto his belly, his neck not yet strong enough to keep his lovely little face from smacking into the dirt. Helen is up and running to him as he lets out a wail of pain. The sleeping one-year-old on her back jostling against her so that she almost falls right on top of the little boy. Hey, she coos, squatting down next to him. Hey there. She doesn't want to touch him. Children are so well-versed in stranger danger these days, and she doesn't want to fuel his panic. But he can't seem to lift himself out of the dirt. And still crying hard, he only manages to roll over onto his back like a baby turtle. Can I help you up? She asks.
Yes,
he wails and reaches up to her. She slides her hands into his little armpits and lifts him, intending only to right him onto his feet. But he clamps his arms behind her neck and wraps his legs around her waist like a baby monkey, nearly destabilizing her. She gets a better grip on him and stands up. Where's your grown-up? Helen gently wipes at the dirt on his cheeks with the sleeve of her sweatshirt.
I runned away,
he says. And this precipitates a whole new round of sobs. You ran away? From who?
My grandpa!
Helen immediately pictures an evil old man hitting the boy, or worse, but she warns herself against jumping to conclusions. Why did you run away from him? She asks mildly so as not to further inflame the situation.
I played a trick,
he wails with remorse.
Grandpa!
Okay, okay. Helen croons, trying not to laugh. Her daughter Barbara was emotional and dramatic like this as a child, and Helen had often marveled at the girl's ability to allow feelings, any feelings, good, bad, or indifferent, the girl could make indifference dramatic, to her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?